This is Graham Atwell with Sounds of the Bizarre Audio Boo. I haven't done much posting on this channel in the last couple of weeks. I've been travelling around and bandwidth's been very scarce, I have to say. But 15 days of meetings and 15 days of ideas. The thing which has been really exciting me is about situated learning. I've worked a lot in vocational education and training, and I think it's fair to say that technology has made very little impact in this sector, despite, in my view, this being the place where really educational technology could have a big impact. Now, why is that? Well, I think most of the platforms for e-learning, especially the learning management systems and the virtual learning environments, have been based around disciplinary knowledge. What's that? Well, it's about subjects, English, history, physics, etc. But you see, the way we use vocational education and training isn't based on vocational knowledge. It's based on applied activities in a work context. And I think that word context is all important. The knowledge and the ideas and the learning we use in vocational education and training are contextual. And any technology used to support that learning also needs to reflect the contextual nature of vocational education and training. Up to now, we've seen very little of that ability. Yes, we've had platforms which can deliver the background knowledge you need to support your activities in the workplace, but very little which can provide learning which is really context-driven. Now, whilst I was at the European Summer School, John Cook from London Metropolitan University showed me wonderful work they're doing using geo-plotting, geospatial plotting, to provide contextual knowledge where it's wanted in the place at a time. How does it work? Well, you map areas, and for each area, when you enter those zones with a mobile device, it provides you access to resources and things to do based on where you are. So they showed me two pilots. One was based in archaeology. And as archaeology students went around an old abbey, it showed them videos, it showed them reconstructions, it showed them how the buildings had been built, what they used to look like. It showed them access to further resources, all about the place as they stood on the site, seeing, getting that knowledge in. Now, I think that's got incredible potential for use in education and training. And that's one of the ideas I'm going to be exploring over the next few weeks. I'll be back with another Audio Boo tomorrow, telling you more about some of the new ideas we've got. This has been Graham Atwell, Sounds of the Bizarre, Audio Boo.